You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts now on what appears to be the $825 billion economic stimulus package that will be passed by the House of Representatives later today, and a similar version soon to be passed by the U.S. Senate. What exactly is in this bill? Will it stimulate the economy? And does this type of approach to a struggling economy suggest that we're on the right track policy-wise or very much the wrong track? And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure entirely.
You've actually taken the time to go through the 647 pages of this legislation. What has struck you about the philosophy, the priorities, and maybe something that even makes you scratch your head a little bit?
Before, I mean, it's like every other year I see a bill that's filled with all of these spending items that basically deliver on promises the candidates have made. You know, it's what you and I would otherwise in polite society call pork barrel legislation. Just listen to this. There's $1 billion for Amtrak. There's $2 billion for child care subsidies. $400 million for global warming research. I mean, there must be a lot of climatologists out of business right now. One of my favorites is they're going to spend, I believe it's $247 million on Hollywood to help them buy film equipment. Now, last time I checked, when the economy is slow, a lot of people go to the movies. So I don't think that makes any sense. And you find this over and over and over again. You know, $600 million for new government cars. Well, I don't want to make fun of this because it's so serious. Our economy is in desperate shape, and we need stimulus that works now. It gets the money out of Washington now, but we don't need pork barrel. We got $30 billion in this bill, Greg, for roads and highway construction. That sounds like a lot of money. That barely, I hate to use the phrase, scratches the surface. It is a ridiculously small amount. If they really believed that working on the highway infrastructures, the byways, really is stimulus. You see, I've been arguing with others that if you really want to get money out of Washington fast, and we do, help small businesses, you've got to cut the marginal tax rates. Because the moment you do that, behaviors by individuals, by businesses, buyers, and suppliers change dramatically. And I think we can take the model of 1981, not the model of 1933, and really stop this recession in its tracks.
Do you see this bill as an effort to kind of bring back a New Deal approach to a struggling economy? And if that is the case, what should we be reminded is the track record of the New Deal policies of the 1930s?
Well, in many respects, this harkens back to that period. I mean, the model, the mental model that legislators here in Washington seem to have is that we need to have infrastructure building, big projects, public works. Well, you know, that's what the New Deal was all about. By 1936, the New Deal was at its very highest point, and their record was very spotty indeed. You know, unemployment started off at plus 20% in 1933. It ended at plus 20% in 1939. Of course, World War II brought unemployment way down because we had 3 to 4 million people in uniform and everybody had to work. But none of those policies during the New Deal stopped the unemployment drain, got the economy moving again. It was just one continuous recession with a couple of years that were slightly better. But, you know, when you have a 15% unemployment rate or 18%, is that really better? That's one model. The other model is the one that was used in 1981 when Ronald Reagan and the Democrat Congress dramatically cut marginal tax rates, and the Federal Reserve actively moved against the great inflation bear, broke the back of inflation. Well, I think that's a much, much better model, active Federal Reserve, marginal tax rate reductions, because the other model, despite the fine press it's gotten over the years, just doesn't deliver the goods.
Bill, there's another aspect here that some are discussing, but many are not. At what pace would this money actually be injected into the economy?
Well, I think most members of Congress, House and Senate, believe that all $825 billion is going to go out of Washington next week. But that's just impossible. I mean, many of these bills call for construction that's going to require an environmental impact statement or require machinery and equipment and other kinds of goods to be moved to a specific spot for construction. The Congressional Budget Office looked at all of the spending in this bill and said only about $164 billion will be spent this year, 2009, of the $825. And that you'll get more spent in 2010 and more still in 2011. And that's because construction takes time. That's why it's not very good as a stimulus measure. It might be good, we're going to have a slow time for the next couple of years, and maybe there's some argument for helping the recovery, but not for stopping the recession. That's to be done through those two things I mentioned earlier, an active Federal Reserve and an aggressive pro-growth tax policy.
And, Bill, another issue that we've talked about a little bit in the past, and that's debt. Obviously, we've talked about the bailout plan. This one would be even bigger in terms of spending or, in better terminology, borrowing.
Right.
What's the impact of that over the coming years?
Well, we got a report yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office that indicated if Congress were to pass the $825 billion in so-called stimulus, that they would have to borrow all of it, and that would cost us in interest payments on that debt an additional $347 billion over the next 10 years. If we borrow the money this year, plus the normal borrowing we're going to have because our revenues are down, Greg, 2009 will have the first $1 trillion plus a deficit in U.S. history. If we do that again in 2010, then by the end of that year, we will have a total debt owed to individuals and to other governmental agencies equal to our entire gross domestic product, which we've never done except at the very depth of World War II. So we're looking at enormous debt, a debt that will have to be paid off by a generation coming behind me and you that will already be bearing tremendous debt because of the payments currently scheduled to retirees for Social Security and Medicare. I mean, it's a travesty what we're doing on a public finance standpoint. Of course, people say you have to do it because the economy is in such weak shape. But going back to the beginning of this conversation, what they're doing, a lot of it doesn't even apply at all to stimulus. And it's a shame if they pass this bill and then put that burden on our children.
Bill, just before we let you go here, you've explained why you believe this current bill is a bad idea. You explained what you thought would be a good idea. What would be the impact right now of doing nothing?
No matter what you do, the economy ultimately is going to recover. But if we don't act and try to correct the public policy mistakes which are at the bottom of this whole recession, then this recession will likely last throughout 2009. No matter what we do, the idea is to shorten it so that it's only another 3 or 4 months of recession, then we can start the recovery. The unemployment rate would be higher, probably above 10%, and a lot of people will be suffering needlessly if Congress fails to do the right thing. I mean, even if they pass this current bill, that's no guarantee that that's the right way of going. So we can still have a long and deep recession.
Bill, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you, sir, as always, to be with us.
My pleasure.
Bill Beach is the director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. This is Dateline Washington.